going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on The Fan, number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Absolute Cintron on a Saturday night. What's good, Alex, behind the glass?
What's up, Al? It's been a while. Let's do it.
Yeah, it's been a while. I just wish it was under better circumstances. But it's not. Clearly, I'm going to start the show with a WNBA preview. I'm just joking. I'm not doing that. But what the... was that? What was that? At Madison Square Garden for Game 3. Tickets $6,000 for standing room only. Party outside the garden. They even brought in J.R. Greenhouse to pump up the crowd. I knew the Knicks were doomed when I saw J.R. Smith trying to hype up the crowd outside Madison Square Garden. I knew they were doomed. I had so much confidence in the Knicks winning Game 3 that after the first quarter, I went to shave my head. I had no confidence that the Knicks would win Game 3. None. Because I thought the Boston Celtics were going to do exactly what they did. And go ham from three-point range. 20 for 40. Now, I'm going to read you some scores, some numbers. All right? 74 to 55 at the half. 61-48 at the half. 64-43 at the half. 61-45 at the half. 50-41 at the half. And 71 to 46 at the half. That's 6 games versus the Boston Celtics. Those were the deficits the Knicks were behind at the half. Tibbs, can we do one thing, Knicks? Please, can we have great starts or get off to decent starts in these games instead of being down 20 again versus the Boston Celtics? Playing with fire? Thinking you can do it for a third time? Down 25 at the half? In front of a bougie crowd at Madison Square Garden? I'll get into that later. Can Karl-Anthony Towns stay out of foul trouble in the first half, please? Can OG Anunoby get something going offensively in the first half? Now I know you're going to say, well, he guards Tatum and Brown, and yeah, he's also cooking offensively when Brunson wasn't here. And when Brunson got back, he was still putting up offensive numbers. Mikal Bridges, can you wake up offensively as well? And it's damn pathetic that this bench, Miles McBride, 5 points. Mitchell Robinson, 1 for 60 from the free throw line. Campaign, no confidence at all. At least Precious Achiuwa, when he's out there, he gives you a little something. He seems into it. But Peyton Pritchard outscored the whole Knick bench. By himself, Sixth man of the year. This game was disgusting on all fronts. Disgusting. I text Evan before the game. This is the most nervous I've been before a game. Even though I didn't have confidence in the Knicks winning game three, I have more confidence in them winning game four. I'll explain that in a bit. Down 20 for the third playoff game in a row. And Alex, I got a question for you. You ever heard of this country, Mattel?
Country?
Yeah, there's a country named Mattel, according to our president. You hear this?
Huh.
Yeah. Can the Knicks play their home games in that country? Because at Madison Square Garden, they stink in the playoffs. Maybe in Mattel, the country of Mattel, maybe the Knicks can, you know, show up for a home game. Because they were awful at Madison Square Garden. Just awful. And I hate 3:30 p.m. starts. I hate afternoon playoff games. I just do. It's just blah. It is. You mean to tell me you couldn't put this game on a Saturday night in New York City? Saturday night. Instead, you put the Timberwolves and the Stephless Warriors. I love to see the ratings for that game. But watching this Knick game, 115-93, and it wasn't even that close. It was not even that close. Now, I heard some people say this was a must win. Well, those are stupid people. When you're up 2-0 and you stole the first two, won the first two in Boston on the road, game three is not a must win. It's not. You have a little leeway. You know what's a must win? Monday night. To keep home court. And not only that, not that they've been any good at home court. Not only that, you give yourself three opportunities to put the defending world champs away. To put them away. Now, to the buffoons that were chanting Nixon form Boston, you must have been all juiced up. You must have been on the sauce. There's no way in hell anybody with half a brain thought that the Boston Celtics were going to get swept by the Knicks. None. I didn't think it. My Knick friends didn't think it. Had some of them saying Knicks in five after going up 2-0. Even I thought that was being very optimistic. And to be honest with you, if the Knicks were up 3-0 versus Boston, I would start getting flashbacks of when the Red Sox came back versus the Yankees. Another Boston, New York historic comeback. I never thought the Knicks would be up 3-0. I'm just disgusted. Disgusted. And if you feel the same way, you could dial in 888-808-1019. Disgusted how this game played out. Disgusted that once again, in a big game at Madison Square Garden, the Knicks come out absolutely flat. Flat. Disgusted. Now, I'll sprinkle the positive stuff in a little bit. But you know it's bad when Richard Jefferson, who, by the way, I cannot watch a game with Richard Jefferson and Doris Burke. Mike Breen, I feel sorry for him. You know it's bad when Richard Jefferson says, well, the Knicks are not getting any whistles. The ultimate Knick troll saying that. Mitchell Robinson, I know you've been a plus, but it's embarrassing that an NBA player, shoots free throws like that. Now you're going to say, well, what about Shaq? Well, Shaq dominated games, so don't even compare that. Chris Dudley was disgusted from the free throw line as well. He was horrible. The biggest pop of the night was when Mitchell Robinson made a free throw. The biggest pop. You can see it in his face. It's hurting him. It's eating him up inside. He's not making his free throws. If I was Mitchell Robinson, after today's game, I would have told security, to hell with you, and I'm working on my free throw shooting until it gets dark outside. By the way, it's dark right now, so you should be heading home right now. That's what I'd have been doing. Seeing Jaylen Brown from three-point land, If I'm the Knicks, I leave him open all the time. Every single time. And if he makes them, so be it. You want to know why? Because I'm sick of seeing Derek White wide open from the corner. Wide open from the top of the three-point circle. Wide open. Knocking out uncontested threes. He scares me more than Jason Tatum. He scares me more than Jaylen Brown. That dude does it all, offensively and defensively. One of the more underappreciated guys in the league that doesn't get the recognition he deserves. I mean, disgusting. OG Anunoby, 2 points in 31 minutes. Miles McBride, 5 points. Mikal Bridges, 12. Karl-Anthony Towns in foul trouble again. Again. I can't take this. I can't. I just want the Knicks for once. For once. Look at the games versus OKC at home too. At the half, blown out. Versus the Cavs, at half, it's over. Can the Knicks for once, in a big game at home, come out with that fight, with that hunger, with that desire, with that will, with that dog in them? You know what I saw from them today? They played like a bunch of poodles. They were soft. And I didn't think I was ever going to say that word again with this Knicks team this season after the performances versus the Pistons to close them out and the fight the first two games in Boston. Today, at Madison Square Garden, it was soft. They were soft. The Celtics came in, punched them in the mouth, kicked them in the you-know-what, and laughed at them while taking their lunch money. That's what happened at Madison Square Garden today. That's what happened. And I feel bad for the fan that watches these games all year round, goes to these games during a regular season, whether it's for $150, $200, and even that's nothing to sneeze at. That's playoff time, and you can't even get in a damn building. And you got all these fake-ass fans in the building. Oh, look at Sting. Oh, look at this celebrity. Oh, look at that celebrity. I don't give a rat's ass about those people. You want to know what? Those celebrities, if you really want to do something nice for the Knicks fan, why don't you buy a bulk of tickets up in the upper bowl and either raffle them off or give them to the Knicks fans? They follow you on social media, right? Do something nice for the fans like that. The fans that show up versus the Wizards. The fans that show up versus the Raptors. Now, let's get to the positive. I have more confidence going into game 4 than I did going into game 3. Because in game 3, I did not expect the Boston Celtics to shoot 25% from 3-point range again. I did not expect that. Sometimes getting away from home, getting away from the noise. Notice the Knicks undefeated on the road. When you get away from home, away from the wife and kids, the family, whatever. And it's just you, your team, your coaching staff, and your organization. You get to lock in. You're more focused. The Knicks have clearly been more focused on the road than at home. And I know you're going to say, well, they got down 20 versus Boston the first two. Yeah, but they showed fight. They showed fight. Game 3, they showed no fight. They like they were just happy to be there. They took game 3 for granted. Well, guess what? If you do the same thing on Monday night, you're going back to Boston tied 2-2. You're going back to Boston tied 2-2. But I expect the Knicks to win game 4. There's your positivity right there. I expect the Knicks, after this embarrassment, to get chewed out by the coaching staff. To hear the noise from guys like me and the fans in the media. Because you know the way it goes on social media. The fans go in. Some get crazy. Some go overboard. But I expect this Knicks team. Oh, look. Tyler McGill gives up a home run. Whoop-dee-doo. God, he stinks tonight. I expect this Knicks team Monday night. Monday night to be locked in at Madison Square Garden. And when it's all said and done, put together a 48-minute game. And go back to Boston with a chance to put the champs away. Because if they go back to Boston 2-2, I hate to say this, Knicks fans. I really hate to say this. But if they go back to Boston 2-2, this series is over. It's over. When you have the champs down, you got to knock them out. You got to end it. You got to end it. I didn't expect to win game three. Game four, I expect the Knicks to win. I expect everybody to show up. I expect Brunson to get the secondary guys involved early. OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges. They got to get going early. Brunson's going to get his. Cat, despite being in foul trouble, you know, I think third or fourth most fouls in the league, makes Draymond look like a saint. He's going to get his 20 and 12, 20 and 15. He's going to get his. But I need the secondary guys, the OG Anunobis, the Bridges. I need them to get going early because they need that confidence offensively to get going. If you're going to beat the champs, everybody's got to be pulling the same direction. Everyone. I don't expect this soft stuff on Monday night. Because again, if they come out soft and they're down 20 again for the fourth playoff game in a row versus the Boston Celtics, this thing's going to be over in six.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.